anyone was injured in the incident or in the evacuation, described as calm. With this section of the underground closed, thousands and thousands of Londoners could be seen commuting home by foot. But many told us they're not afraid to ride the underground. They'll just have to carry on, one said. You just have to think a terrorist attack could never happen to you. Phil Hirschhorn, CNN Radio, London.
In the U.S., transit alert levels will not be lowered from high. Before today's attacks, Homeland Security officials were considering dropping the alert to orange. New Yorkers are feeling the additional security. Police will begin randomly searching bags and packages as people enter the subways. Josila Duby rides the subway each day to work.
If you're heart rate, don't do it. Don't do it. When I'm coming to work at night and I feel that, oh, something's going to happen in the subway, I don't feel right about it, I just leave right on and go take a cab and go to work.
New York's Michael Bloomberg agrees the searches are a bit intrusive, but sadly necessary in today's dangerous world. Supreme Court nominee Judge Roberts Jr. visited with senators again Thursday. This was his second day of courtesy calls trying to win over lawmakers who will decide if he replaces Sandra Day O'Connor. And the Pentagon says Iraqi militants are determined to continue with the violent attacks, but have failed to block the country's move to a new government. This is CNN Radio News.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we are here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
Do you have a car with at least 75,000 miles and want to win a trip to Vegas? If so, post a picture of your wheels with your story on why you love your car at castrol.com/US. One entry will be selected. Mail a 3x5 postcard with your name, address, age, and daytime telephone number to the Castrol Sin City Giveaway. P.O. Box 1999, Culver City, California 90232. Brought to you by Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil. Help older cars feel young again. For official rules, call 800-888-6402. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The United Nations says it will cost $1.2 billion to overhaul the 39-story building along New York's East River. Donald Trump says the last time the UN renovation subject came up, he offered his services for free, but no one took him seriously.
I offered my services free. I wanted to save close to $1 billion, actually $1.1 billion at the time. I wanted to save $1 billion for the United Nations, for the world in a sense. I wanted to do it.
Trump was a prime witness at a Senate hearing today. Two airline pilots who operated a jetliner while drunk are sentenced in Miami. The pilot, Thomas Cloyd, got 5 years in prison. The co-pilot, Christopher Hughes, was given 2.5 years in prison. The two were arrested in 2002 before the America West plane took off. A congressional report finds pilots violated restricted airspace nearly 3,400 times from September 2001 to the end of 2004. And a sixth tropical storm is brewing east of the Bahamas. This is news from CNN Radio. The market was due for a drop after the NASDAQ and S&P 500 hit four-year highs Wednesday, but CNN Radio's Susan Lasovich reports there was more than normal profit-taking at work.
The Chinese government, in a surprise move, reevaluated its currency, which will make U.S.-made goods less expensive there and Chinese-made goods more expensive here. But some traders fretted as to whether the move could signal a slowdown in China's economy or whether it might mean less of an investment in U.S. treasuries. Another terror attempt in London's underground further rattled investors who say the incident reinforced terrorism as an unfortunate fixture in the global economy. That offset positive earnings news from Coke, McDonald's, and eBay. Susan Lasovich, CNN Radio, New York.
And Lance Armstrong holds a nearly three-minute lead with just three stages left in the Tour de France. He's pedaling for a seventh straight title. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The president's spokesman, Puffy McMoonface, says over and over that I wasn't going to comment on an ongoing investigation. And here in 2003, he said, I've made it very clear it was a ridiculous suggestion in the first place that Karl Rove was involved. I've said that it's not true, and I've spoken with Karl Rove. That's weird.
Stephanie Miller.
That would seem like he would be not just commenting, but clearing someone.
Yeah. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I can't stop a hurricane. I can't stop a flood. I can't stop a tornado. I can't stop a fire. I can't stop an earthquake. But I can stop panic.
When you have an emergency plan and a disaster supplies kit, everyone feels safer. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks very much for tuning in. So, when was it? This morning at some point? 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30? I don't know. It was this morning. And as I usually do, I stumbled into the kitchen, come downstairs. You know, I usually come down all bleary-eyed. Kathy has the coffee. We have one of those, what do you call it, French roast things? It only makes three cups. French press. That's right. And once she pushes the handle down, you know, and the house fills up with the smell of good Colombian coffee, I have to get up. So I came downstairs, and there's Kathy with Molly, feeding Molly breakfast, and the little kitchen TV is on, and a bombing attack in London again. And, you know, I start to freak, and Kathy says, no, calm down. Four bombs, but they didn't really explode. Maybe the timing devices went off, the triggers went off, but the bombs didn't go off. Whew. Okay, so I sit down and pour a cup of coffee and sit down in the kitchen. And she says, by the way, Bush is going to be on in just a few minutes, 11:15. Was it Bush, 11:15? No. It was before that, that's right. There was somebody else. Tony Blair came on, was supposed to come on 11:15. Yeah, it was before that. I guess it was about 10 o'clock. She said, CNN just announced that they're going to cut away to Bush. He's giving a speech at the OAS building in D.C., and he's going to have something... I can't even get through this. He's going to have something to say about this latest attack. I said, oh, God, okay. So I'm sitting there with a cup of coffee, and CNN goes to Bush. And he's standing at the podium. They got that little icon up on the left that says live. And I swear this happened. This goofy bastard is looking at the ceiling of this building, talking about what a wonderful building he's in and how much he loves freedom, and this is a wonderful so he goes on, not a mention. Now at that point, nobody's reporting how serious the second attack on London really is. But the dumb bastard, and I'm sorry for the affiliates of this network that don't like me to call the President of the United States a dumb bastard. I'm not. He's not the President. There he stands, looking at the ceiling with that goofy, coked-out, drunk grin on his face. Well, the CNN anchorwoman put up with that for about, how long was it, Kathy? 2 minutes? And then they cut away. Not a word! This is a great building. I'm really happy to be here. I rode my bicycle over here. Oh, my God. You know, and I'm watching that, and it was one of those spit the coffee across the room moments almost. Except, you know, so what's new about this? What's new about Bush being Bush? A freaking moron. Nobody knows. They got Christiane Amanpour coming up like, oh, God. Nobody knows how serious it is. And Bush is talking about the ceiling of the OAS building or wherever the hell he was. It's astonishing, isn't it? I wonder at what point today somebody informed him. Got an email here from Frank Rickett, who writes to us from London occasionally. He says, "Hi, Mike. Greetings again from central London. The latest kicking post for international frustrations and anger at the war crimes perpetrated by the Bush crime family and its coalition of the shilling. That is, those eager to share in the spoils of war. And now we're doing just that." Given such a massive military mismatch, Frank writes, "I should hardly dare dignify that wanton slaughter with the word war. It was, of course, not a war, but a premeditated butchery by the West. We can simplify volumes of political analysis now by pointing out that what goes round comes round. Trite, but true. I write to note that following another day of bombing attacks on London, nothing has changed. Except this time, maybe we got lucky, and maybe we can find those responsible, or will we? Like in the Madrid attacks, one bomb failed to go off, leaving forensic evidence that led a trail to the bombers themselves. Except here, all four bombs seem to have failed to explode. Now news is still filtering through slowly. Maybe there was no main charge, maybe it was just a scare tactic, or if there was a main charge, were we very lucky? One bomb not exploding, maybe. Two, that would be careless. But four bombs out of four not going off? I don't want to jump to conclusions," Frank writes, "in these first few hours, but it does smack of someone setting someone else up to take the fall, to divert attention from the hidden hand that's orchestrating these bloody horrors. And for whose government do they work? Let's watch this one unfold with caution and an open mind. Frank Rickett, London." Thanks, Frank. I wonder if Frank is up at this hour of the morning. They're, 12 minutes past 3 o'clock in the morning right now. I hate fundamentalists, religious fundamentalists of all stripes. I've stated that enough times in this program, so there's no point in going through it again. But I'm beginning to wonder, I really am, if these attacks, these bombings, have anything to do with religious fundamentalism. I'm beginning to think they have very little to do with religious fundamentalism and everything to do with getting the United States and its few remaining allies, but most notably Great Britain, the hell out of Iraq, the hell out of Saudi Arabia, the hell out of Kuwait, the hell out of wherever in the Middle East foreign troops are garrisoned. I've said many times in this program that I do not condone any act of terrorism. I don't care if it's in Iraq or London or Fallujah. That is Iraq, right? Or anywhere in the occupied territories. Or in downtown Tel Aviv. Or in New York City. Or Dublin. Or anywhere in Spain or Italy or anywhere on the planet. I don't condone I condemn it. It stinks. It sucks to commit acts of terror. Now, I know there's a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't adopt that position, Malloy, when you have an invader. What would you do if somebody invaded the United States? Huh? How would you react? Well, that's not fair to ask me that question because you know how I would answer it. I would answer it this way. If somebody invaded this country, I would do everything in my power to blow the sons of bitches off the face of the earth. But I honestly do believe that I would be going after mostly soldiers, military. I don't think I would be willing to blow up my fellow Americans who decided to work with the occupiers, much like the Vichy French did, or any group any national group who decides to work with an occupier or an invader. I just don't think I could do that. But I condemn all acts of terror. That's all. Just leave it there. But I understand these acts of terror. Don't you? Don't you understand? Just like Frank wrote from Central London.
when you have the most massive military power in the history of the human race, that's us, and that military power's junior partner, who also is massively well-armed, that would be Great Britain, and you have the two of them invade a country like Iraq, then how are the Iraq, without provocation, how are the people of Iraq supposed to respond? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Support the troops, not the liars. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I think they do believe in the mission, the soldiers that I've met over there and Marines. But I think it's more complicated than that. I think that the part of it is they're there for their buddies. And that's what you're supposed to do in the military. And also, it's a lot easier to believe in a mission when you're there at the mission. But I think more and more there are people over there that are doubting it.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress? who was trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
At themike921.com, this is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
That's Karl Rove, and I think it was Libby's new theme song, right? The news is all over the internet now. I got mine from rawstory.com. Bloomberg News Service has slotted a story that will be up either tonight or tomorrow, alleging that Karl Rove and Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, provided false testimony to the special prosecutor before the Washington-based grand jury. Now, Raw Story says Patrick Fitzgerald, the Chicago special prosecutor appointed to investigate the outing of former agent Valerie Plame, may also be looking at whether other crimes such as perjury, obstruction of justice, or leaking classified information were committed. The news is breaking tonight or tomorrow morning. Sources say Bloomberg has been among the head of the pack in breaking elements of the CIA leak scandal. They recently hired former Wall Street Journal editor Al Hunt. Now, you know what this means, right? And do you have any doubt at this point? I mean, you and I are not stupid. Come on. We're not stupid. We may not be genii, but we're not stupid. And all of us, that is, those of us who took courses in logic, came to understand as much as we could way back in high school what deductive reasoning was all about. Using that process, guess who is left standing? Karl Rove. Ah, the evil, wicked little bastard, huh? Butterbutt himself. There he is. I didn't do it! I didn't! Yes, you did. Now, remember when the lynch mob, when they went after Clinton, the Republicans, that's when I lost it. You know, when was that? 98? God, was it 7 years ago already? They were like a pack of starved hounds somewhere out in a Louisiana bayou trying to track down great big old fat raccoons. Remember? Oh, Jesus. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown when that was going on. That seems like the good old days, doesn't it? But all those hypocritical, lying, disgusting, white Republicans. Okay, with the exception of Bob Barr. Marching across the Capitol Rotunda. Like a scene out of Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Da-dum, da-dum. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We are here to present the evidence. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Bill Clinton lied. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We are here to prosecute the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Hi-ho. It's off the work we go. We work all day and get nope. Remember that! little cretinous bastards, everyone, led by the inestimably creepy Henry Hyde.
Well, now, you know, I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus. I'm a good Catholic. And these people that are digging up all that information about that woman I boinked over and 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 over again. Back when I was a young man, I was 48 at the time. Jesus, doesn't anybody get any slack around here? Yes, I destroyed her marriage. Yes, I drove my wife to an early grave. But Jesus H. Christ, we're talking about Bill Clinton. You remember that, don't you, Truth Seeker? And all the hypocrisy. Washington was chest deep in hypocrisy. But remember what they all said?
Well, it's not the oral sex. It's the lying. It's not the cheating on his wife. It's the lying. Well, it's not. It's the lying.
Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? And the other thing? Rule of law. Rule of law. Rule of law. Rule of law. Blah, blah, blah. One of us. Anybody ever see that Freaks, the movie Freaks, remember that? One of us, one of us, one of us. Rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. Remember rule of law? Remember it's the lying? Well, you right-wing bastard Republicans, you get another shot at chanting the same stuff.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tough questions, progressive answers. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Barry Lynn, Executive Director, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. What about minority rights? What about affirmative action? If John Roberts, he's only been on the bench for 20 months, how are Americans supposed to know where this guy stands on an issue like that Not to mention, the hard righties out there are already trying to set the table that they can handcuff senators as to what they can ask him or not.
Said, well, they are.
Oh, you can't ask him that. Well, nobody knows where he stands on anything.
You know, the Republicans are great about this. They flip-flop all the time. If they want questions asked, hard questions asked, then they say, well, we ask the questions the public has a right to know.
What's your take on Falwell and Robertson and that whole crowd?
Look, they love him. They love him. They are not worried that this is John Souter, David Souter. I know I get it right three times the charm. David Souter, who we knew really very little about and who turns out to be almost a progressive on the court. This is someone they do like, and I think people may be fooled by some of what they hear from even Democrats who say, well, you know, he's well liked in Washington and we have to wait for the confirmation hearing and ask him questions. Here's the fear I have, Ed. The confirmation hearings may not begin till September 6th. The first day of the new Supreme Court is October the 3rd. If they draw these hearings out for a couple of weeks, it's going to be too late for people to mobilize. I think people have to look at the record. If they see something that's so bad, like a complete reversal of church-state, if you make that judgment, now's the time to let your elected officials know this is not a consensus candidate. This is not the kind of candidate that Sandra Day O'Connor was, who was very, very nuanced.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Karl Rove is guilty of treason. I believe he is. Much of America believes he is. The Republicans are trying to spin it differently, though the White House is stonewalling out of fear that they will see the man behind the curtain for who he is, a traitor. Am I right?
Yeah.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bolo, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. The Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater, whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Boy, I'm surprised I didn't get 40 emails from you folks. You're slipping tonight. When I couldn't think of the name of the director who produced and directed the movie Freaks from back in the 30s, it was Todd Browning. But there's a chant in there when they're going after the full-sized woman who's been torturing them in the circus. They're chanting, "One of us, one of us, one of us, one of us." And when the Republicans marched across the Capitol Rotunda going after Clinton, present their case to the Senate, that's all I could think of was that chant, that scene from Todd Browning's Freaks. Now, the guy I email here from Mike in Orlando, he writes in, "Mike, I dug up one of my many articles I have saved, this one by Al Martin,
And it's titled The Ambassador Wilson Affair, The End of Karl Rove and George Bush. And here's just a couple of quick interesting quotes from the article. Al Martin wrote, "And where would Rove go? Karl Rove, it should be noted, is a dual citizen of the United States and Germany. Because of his position, he has special diplomatic status. The idea is that if it's absolutely necessary, he could go to Switzerland where he couldn't be extradited." Al Martin continues to write, and he wrote this. "This is very explosive, and what makes it so explosive is that this Intelligence Identity Act, if it can be proved, and Rove can be successfully prosecuted, and if Rove reveals that President George Bush told him to institute this leak, then the president's automatic shield of immunity is removed, and the president himself can be prosecuted for murder. If any deaths of any U.S. intelligence assets or agents resulted from the leak, this is the only legal statute that has that provision." Whoa. Then Mike continues to write, "Last week, Tom Hartman had former CIA officer Larry Johnson on his show. Mr. Johnson said that after the situation, the CIA should have conducted a damage assessment and went on to state that he thinks that if no damage was done by this outing, that information would have been leaked out. You know how it is when information that supports or helps the administration leaks out from time to time. Therefore, Mr. Johnson feels that there was some damage done, and that may come out in the future. Keeping this in mind, reference the above article from Al Martin," and there you have it. "Therefore," Mike concludes, "when the investigation gets too close, look for either Israel to hit Iran, or for us to be hot on the trail of bin Laden, or Plan C, whatever that might be." Okay. Rove's filthy, disgusting fingerprints are all over this. It's clearly obvious now. I am just morbidly curious to see what's going to happen. But again, it's not about Joe Wilson. It's not about Valerie Plame. It's not about Butterbutt. It's about a man who stole the presidency 6 years ago from Al Gore and has taken us into a war where thousands upon thousands of people have been murdered, thousands upon thousands have been wounded, children have been blown to pieces. Damn it! Children! Bush, you murderer! You killer! And Blair, you too! Damn both of you! Both of you are fundamentalist Christians? Go to hell! Go to the hell that's waiting for what you've done! Your Savior said it! Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such are the kingdom of heaven! You're both doomed! Of course, there is no such thing, but, you know, just thought I'd toss that in for you. Damn these people. Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, you come to this program at night and listen to me scream and froth at the mouth, right? While you scream and froth at the mouth, too. It's not about Valerie Plame. It's not about the State Department. It's not about a memo leaked. It's not about an S standing for secret. It's not about that filthy punk Robert Novak. It is about war! Death! Destruction! And when's it going to stop? What is this psychopathic Rumsfeld talking about? Maybe 10, 12 more years. God. And now we're using Iraq as a laboratory to test new weapons on civilian soft targets. That means flesh. That means children. It means pregnant women, you know, with fetuses in them. It means young men. This is an outrage beyond belief. Do you all plug in? Well, I know you plug into it. But you lurkers, you right-wing bastards that hang around this program, don't you understand what you're supporting? And this filthy, filthy punk that was just nominated to the Supreme Court, do you understand that he was instrumental in denying the voters of this country their dutifully elected president in 2000. That Mr. Roberts was one of the right-wing
Republican brown-shirted operatives who went to Florida to disrupt the process of the American people electing a leader. And now the son of a bitch is going to be on the Supreme Court. And he's going to be there. Because the Democratic Party leadership does not have the strength of character to stop him. They have the numbers. They just don't have the strength of character. Oh, Jesus. Hey, did you see that story about Andrea Mitchell getting her bloomers in a wad because she got manhandled in the Sudan? Now, we all know that the Sudan is run by a bunch of psychopathic freaks, and that the western province in the Sudan, Darfur, where there has been murder aplenty, butchery beyond belief, you know, it's been battered around American media for how long now? Huh? Muslims killing Christians, but they don't count because they're all black. It's not a big deal. No offense to our London listeners, but let a couple of backpacks explode in the London tube and all hell breaks loose, right? Huh? Huh? Those 500,000 cameras scattered around the city of London. All the videotape is being carefully scrutinized tonight to find out, okay, where are they? But in Darfur, where black Muslims are killing black Christians. I don't know. You know. So Andrea Mitchell is over there with Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza got pushed around a little bit, too. Boy, they hate it, don't they? Andrea Mitchell, Alan Greenspan's wife, an NBC correspondent, television person. Right? She gets pushed around a little bit. Oh, does she get pissed off, huh? Mitchell said she was shoved as she entered a room where Rice and this punk-ass president, Omar al-Bashir, were posing for pictures. The reporters were allowed in only because Rice insisted, but they were told not to ask questions. Mitchell stands there and asks a Sudanese official, can you tell us why the violence is continuing? Can you tell us why the government is supporting the militias? After getting no reply from El Presidente, she says, why should Americans believe your promises? It was then that she was forcibly removed. And then she said later, it's our job to ask. They can always say no comment. But to drag a reporter out just for asking is inexcusable behavior. Well, let me say something to you, Andrea Mitchell, okay? Where's your microphone and your flapping jaw where it concerns your buddy George Bush? Are you going to ask him why the violence is continuing in Iraq? Are you, Andrea? No, I don't think so. Are you going to ask Mr. Bush why the government of the United States is supporting essentially a militia in Iraq? No, you're not. Are you, Andrea? Are you going to ask why Negroponte was sent there to organize death squads? Huh? Are you, Andrea? No, you're not. Are you going to ask Bush what you asked El Presidente Omar al-Bashir? Are you going to say to Bush, why should Americans believe your promises? Because you're a lying son of a bitch, Mr. Bush. Are you going to say that? Are you, Andrea? No, you're not. But you feel you have carte blanche to walk into somebody else's filthy, stinking country where butchery beyond belief is occurring and pose those questions to them? And then bitch and scream and whine like a four-year-old when you are manhandled by the bodyguards. What do you think American bodyguards do to the press in Baghdad, Andrea? They kill them. They blow up their hotels. They execute them on the streets.
Well, Mr. President, why should Americans believe your promises? Huh? Mr. President Omar al-Bashir?
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you catch all of that? Take a moment to bask in the truth. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles. Guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Hostage situations type demands on the president like these.
We just want someone who is within the mainstream.
This is an opportunity for the president to bring the country together.
Wow, crazy left-wing ransom.
To me, that sounds like compromise, doesn't it? We're going, okay, we get it's going to be a conservative. How about one that's not crazy?
Yeah.
I love that.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night, so this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
Too easy for too long. This is Ed Schultz. Tune in weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, we're going to be taking phone calls a lot tonight. So if you're not in the queue, 866-303-2270. We're going to squeeze. Can we squeeze all three of these in? All right, this is Scotty McClellan today at the press briefing. We're going to start out here. Helen Thomas. She's going to keep asking about Traitorgate, despite Simple Scotty's refusal to comment on it. And don't be confused. Rove's lawyer already admitted that Rove leaked Flame's identity, right? Of course, they didn't lawyerly. You know how those trial lawyers are. And now we know that Flame's file was marked secret. So Rove did knowingly put her life and other lives in danger. Since all this is established fact, tell me why can't Scotty comment on it? Now, listen up. Helen gets lost sometimes when this this evil bastard at the podium talks over her. But here we go. Helen and Scott McClellan.
Why does Carl Rove still have security clearance and access to classified documents when he has been revealed as a leaker or a secret agent, according to Time Magazine's correspondent?
There is an investigation that continues, and I think the president has made it clear that we're not going to prejudge the outcome of that investigation.
We already have the truth.
We're not going to prejudge the outcome of that investigation.
Does he have access to security?
Through media reports, and these questions came up over the last week.
Did he leak the name of a CIA agent?
As I was trying to tell you, these questions have been answered.
They haven't.
Good for you, Helen. Just bite his ass. This 80-year-old woman just turns Simple Scotty Quack Quack McClellan into a bowl of quivering snot, doesn't she? All right, since it's obvious that the Rove questions have not been answered, here Simple Scotty corrects the record to state that all Traitorgate comments are on hold until White House lawyers can figure out how to get Rove off the hook, right? Maybe another terrorist attack?
Well, let me correct the record. We said for quite some time that this was an ongoing investigation and that we weren't going to comment on it, so let me just correct the record.
To make the record clear, then, you also did make comments when the criminal investigation was underway. You saw fit to provide Carl Rove with a blanket statement of absolution, and that turned out to be no longer accurate.
Well, and there were preferences expressed by those overseeing the investigation that we refrain from commenting on it while they're continuing to look up, investigate it.
Oh, quack, quack, you half-wit. All right, the last one from Scotty the Liar. The same reporter tries again on the new information that Rove knew Plame was a secret agent before he revealed her identity. The reporter says, Scott, White House officials have been very clear through their attorneys or through other leaks to make it known that it was essentially journalists who educated them about who Valerie Plame was, what she did in her role in sending her husband to Niger. Right. It has now come to light that, in fact, White House officials had access to a State Department memo that the president's own Secretary of State at the time had with him when he was traveling on Air Force One to Africa, which indicated both knew who she was, what she did, and her role in the Niger trip. So, Scott, did the White House, in fact, know about her through this memo or not?
Thank you for wanting to proceed ahead with the investigation from this room, but I think that the appropriate place for that to happen is through those who are overseeing the investigation. The president directed us to cooperate fully, and that's exactly what we've been doing and continue to do.
But you don't deny that attorneys for Rove and others in the White House are speaking about these matters, creating a lot of these questions. Right?
As I said, we're not getting into talking about an ongoing investigation. That's what the president indicated as well.
Oh, you filthy pig. Oh, my God. Right now, we're dealing with perjury gate. Oh, I hate that suffix, don't you? Gate. We're dealing with perjury. Now, remember what Henry Hyde and the rest of these little rat bastard Republicans said 7 years ago. You know, it's not the BJ. It's not the the thong. It's not the little sex in the little closet over there behind Clinton's desk. It's the lying. It's the lying. You remember some of the speeches given in the Senate in the attempt to bring Clinton down? Were these moral midgets, these Republicans, compared Clinton denying, lying, covering up about his little half affair with what's your name, Monica Lewinsky? Remember what they equated the lies. If they were lies, I still am not convinced he lied, because here in the South, there's an expression. Can I say it on the air? I can't say it on the air? Okay. You ask any Southern co-ed, you ask any Southern University male whether or not oral sex is sex, and they say, no, hell no, man, hell no. That ain't sex. That's just messing. That's just messing around. But remember, they compared Clinton's messing around with D-Day. They compared it with the fall of the Berlin Wall. They compared it with the end of the Cold War. They compared it with the nuclear bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Okay, suckers, now you have a real issue to deal with. Where are you now, you Republican punks?
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Now I know how the right-wing disinformation machine works firsthand. Recently, Cliff May, a former Republican Party official, wrote on a conservative website that Bob Novak didn't out Valerie Wilson as a covert CIA official. I did! 2 days after Novak's column, in an article in which I suggested a law might have been broken. His reasoning is too convoluted to explain. In short, he's willfully mistaking a hypothetical sentence I wrote with an assertion of fact. I fully debunked his piece on my blog, davidkorn.com. Still, cable TV shows booked this right-wing hack and allowed him to repeat a false claim. And when I appeared on talk shows, I was often greeted with this absurd charge. Truth didn't matter, only the allegation. The point was to distract from the true culprits, Novak and Karl Rove. The Save Rove gang must really be desperate if they have to make me a target. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSyn. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The amount of criminal activity that has gone on inside this White House is legion and legendary, and it should frighten you. It shouldn't make you more partisan. This is not a time for party politics. This is a time for patriotism. This is a time to be an American. So grow a set, young man.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1. And the Mike92.1.com.
This is Mark Maron from Morning Sedition. I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Opinion to share, the ayes have it.
The U.S. House voted by a wide margin to renew expiring provisions of the USA Patriot Act, the collection of anti-terrorism measures passed after the 9/11 attacks. A U.S. House committee says better coordination is needed to respond to intrusions into restricted airspace in the U.S. Since the 9/11 attacks, government investigators have counted 3,400 intrusions into no-fly zones by aircraft over the U.S. After being shut down for 8 hours, police reopened the streets around London's Oval Station. Phil Hirschhorn reports.
We now know this was the first of four sites where devices failed to detonate. One tube passenger told us the incident occurred while the train was moving into the station, the acrid smoke causing her tears. No one was injured in the incident or in the evacuation, described as calm. With this section of the underground closed, thousands and thousands of Londoners could be seen commuting home by foot. But many told us they're not afraid to ride the underground. They'll just have to carry on, one said. You just have to think a terrorist attack could never happen to you. Phil Hirschhorn, CNN Radio, London.
Police in London ruled out any link between Thursday's explosions and their search for an Asian male inside University College Hospital. After hearing of the new London explosions, the U.S. Pentagon stepped up internal security Thursday, telling employees there would be an increase in police presence. And in New York, police will begin to conduct random searches of bags and backpacks belonging to people who travel on New York's transportation system. Most of those searches will take place before a person goes through a turnstile. The president of Pakistan rejects criticism that his country serves as an incubator for terrorism. At least three of the four bombers in London July 7th had links to Pakistan. General Pervez Musharraf says the problem is in England, not in Pakistan. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
This is Charles Osgood of The Osgood File. The secret to a successful website is a reliable, customer-focused web host. So when choosing a hosting provider, it's important to consider who's behind your website. With Hostway's dedicated experts behind yours, you'll get the latest technology to help broaden your customer reach and grow your business. Hostway will even help you to design your website for as little as $179. For more information, go to Hostway.com today and let Hostway get behind your website. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on The Osgood File.
Temperatures remain relentlessly high in the Arizona desert. CNN Radio's Rick Sanchez in Phoenix.
For 10 straight days, they've soared to 109 degrees or higher. And that isn't the only problem. There's little respite from the scorching heat, even at night, when lows still hover in the 90s. And the drenching downpours that occur almost daily and normally help cool things off a bit this time of the year just haven't been happening.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center says the temperatures are likely to remain above normal through October in Arizona. Tropical Depression number 6 has formed about 125 miles to the east of northwestern Bahamas. If it becomes a tropical storm, it would be named Franklin. This is unusual because there have never been 6 depressions prior to August 1st. Investigators trying to pin down who leaked the identity of a CIA operative are hoping that a classified State Department memo will lead them to the culprit. This is news from CNN Radio. Medicare and Social Security top President Bush's agenda when he travels to Atlanta, Georgia, Friday. Sean Hall has details.
Mr. Bush is expected to talk to seniors and other groups about improvements in Medicare programs and Bush's idea to privatize Social Security. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price believes Medicare, now 40 years old, needs a makeover.
Medicare needs to be a program that changes with the advancements in science and not a program that just stagnates, and that's kind of what we're working for, to make certain we have a program that survives in that way.
Price is pleased about the president's visit, but protesters are expected outside. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
Supreme Court nominee John Roberts spent a second day meeting senators on Capitol Hill. Some senators are referring to Roberts as a credible nominee. The National Hockey League players have approved their latest collective bargaining agreement. It now goes back to the owners for ratification, which is expected to be easy. I'm Lee Guerin, CNN Radio Network.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
It's a very disturbing and bordering on criminal misleading of a lot of American people who no longer have a barometer for the truth. It's very easy for people to say, well, that's just spin. Bush could get on television with a copy of the Constitution and wipe his butt with it and hold it up and show people, and half the country would say, oh, see what Clinton made him do?
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number 2, recycle.com. Or call toll free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Gannon, a maverick, an outspoken fire breather. But most of all, he's a truth seeker. This is Mike Malloy on the Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. All right, I've got just three real quick things here, three emails, and we're going to go to your phone calls. This is from Todd. I had no idea. Can you believe this? Bush is going to be here in Atlanta at the Civic Center tomorrow talking about, remember the Social Security issue? I guess he's going to stand up there like the brain-dead half-wit that he is with our new governor. Oh, my God. Old Bubba Sonny Perdue. And they'll probably have Zell Miller up there, too. That psychopathic bastard, right? How can we? I want to have a duel. I want to have a duel. Anyway, there's a protest at the corner of Piedmont and McGill Streets, 11 o'clock in the morning. Todd is inviting me, but it's impossible to make it, Todd. Todd writes, a media figure like yourself present could make a great impact. No, I don't think so. Nobody knows who I am and shouldn't, you know. I appreciate the thought, but he writes, if you can't make it, please announce this event on your show tonight. It's time the Bush crime family got a mouthful from the progressive South. All right, Todd, there you go. Bush here in Atlanta. Did you know about this, Kathy? I hadn't heard a thing until Todd, it was in the paper today.
I didn't know until just now we had a progressive South.
Well, there's Todd. there's
you and me.
And Molly.
Yeah?
No, there is. No, come on. There's a lot of progressives in the South. It's just that we have been, we've been kind of fractured here lately. Thanks, Todd. If you're listening in Atlanta tomorrow, Piedmont and Ralph McGill, you know where it is. 11 o'clock in the morning, a protest against the Bush crime family. Try to be there. And from one of our listeners in Australia, he writes, this is a colon who's listening in Melbourne. And I guess the Oberman's program is on the Internet. It's webcast. Okay, because Colin writes, this just announced on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. The Wall Street Journal will break the news tomorrow that not only was the damning State Department memo reported today labeled secret, it was classified as top secret. And according to Wall Street Journal national political editor John Harwood, the memo also lists the plain revelation as SNF, or secret, no foreign, in terms of parties to whom the information can or cannot be disclosed. Well, so the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, I understand that the New York Times, though, is going to publish a lengthy article tomorrow. Somewhere in that article, it will say that the information now kind of is leading the direction that neither Louis Libby nor nor Karl Rove really... Oh, the hell with that. And from Tokyo, this is the last one, then your phone calls. This is an email from Tokyo. Dear Mike Malloy, I'm Joseph, writing from Tokyo. I've been watching the various controversial stories unfold in the U.S. and feel angry, sad, upset, pissed off, and dismayed just as much as you. I cannot understand how in the last 6 years the U.S. has become such a faux democracy. Since I grew up in an ex-Soviet country and heard from my parents of how everything was controlled by the government, I can draw several relationships between the U.S. now and the old Stalinist regime. Watching the news this week has made me feel disgusted how the media dumbs everything down and wasted time on useless news like Sunstar's marriage, the space shuttle delay, and yesterday the London bombing. It was very interesting to note that the CNN show American Morning, which I watch at night because of the time difference, didn't even mention the Rove affair in its headlines. At about 8:30 p.m., they mentioned, coming up in the next half hour, the Karl Rove, blah, blah, blah. I thought, finally, this will bring it up. I thought wrong. How conveniently there was a bombing in London, which pushed the Rove story aside. The way the reporters would ask the London correspondent to, could you please repeat what the situation is again, and again, and again, and again, blah, 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 repeat, 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 robot, robot, I'm under control, was so stupid and upsetting and basically just looked like a stalling tactic. I can't type anymore since I'm getting just as upset as you are, and I will start making no sense. I have to go cool down. I hope one day we can all respect the U.S. government again. Regards, Joseph, writing from Tokyo. But Joseph, you're on the same page as millions of Americans. We're right on the brink here. We're right on the brink of losing a republic that was handed to us with much trepidation 230 years ago, or something like that. Much trepidation. The framers of the Constitution, as flawed as it was at the time, still made the point that I think they were prescient enough to understand that things would change. All right, let's give these people, I can imagine was the collective thought amongst the people who framed the U.S. Constitution, let's give them a working document, a running start. God only knows what the future is going to hold, but maybe they will be wise enough and sharp enough to see this as a living document that will change as this country changes. And I know, the country was formed on genocide. I understand. The whole thing, based on that, can just turn into dust and fall into the toilet. The Western United States is really Mexico's. I understand. They had lofty ideals that were built upon conquest, genocide, and slavery. Isn't that a bitch? Huh? Isn't that an unmitigated bitch? But the documents are still there. The documents are there. So, Joseph, we're on the brink of losing it all. And maybe from a karmic point of view, we should lose it all since we stole it. I don't know anymore. I really don't. I've said before, this program is never, ever, ever about answers. It's only about questions and about venting and trying to bring it to this program and explode it over the air instead of shooting somebody on the street. You know what I'm saying? Because the frustration can build up to mighty levels. So, Joseph in Japan and Colin in Australia, and wherever you're listening, Jacob in Finland, and all the people. Who was it? The email I read from London. I'm sorry. But for people listening, and people in this country, the Canadian listeners to this this program, this network, not just this program, the whole network. We understand. We understand what has happened. We understand where the United States stands at this moment, thanks to George W. Bush. Not just him. I mean, we have a history of imperialism and murder and butchery and offing other leaders and destabilizing and overthrowing governments. America. I think most Americans understand that. We also have a predisposition toward fascism. But we also have a predisposition towards democracy, representative government. We have a predisposition, some of us, not a handful, millions of us, towards tolerance and justice and peace and decency. It just so happens that those people are not in leadership positions right now. This country is in the hands of religious psychopaths who don't give a damn about how much death or destruction they cause. So I hope, Joseph, we can get it back. I really do. I hope we can get it back. I hope we can get our country back. I think we can.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Free speech for free.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's not assume that people aren't tired or liars. Look,
I am.
Here's the bottom line. People lie. 25% of the American people think the administration's not upfront with you on this. Most of the country does not believe that the administration is cooperating. It's all lip service.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, the news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out. It's 2030, and that's what caused the... sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Mm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah. Dolphin sports porn, monkey sports porn, giraffe ball porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this like gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean... We all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Madison, you're on the mic.
My favorite show is The Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Your host for a Pience, Prience future, it's Mike Malloy.
What the hell are we playing Leonard Skinner on this program for, huh? Can you please stop that?
It's for all the progressive lefties out there who live here in the South.
Please.
All three of them.
Please, stop Leonard Skinner. Do you know the rule on this program? I can't stand these right-wing bastards. Just like Marshall Tucker Band used to be one of my favorite bands until I found out. Remember when they started playing those anti-Dixie Chicks concerts? Remember that? Doesn't that seem like a million years ago? Because of Dixie Chicks, for God's sake. Oh, never mind. All right, it's time for some phone calls. Let's get serious here. This is talk radio, right? Okay, talk to me. Francis is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Francis, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Good to make your acquaintance.
My pleasure, sir.
Well, I'm calling actually for a couple things. One of them was the evening of the London bombings, the first ones, I should say now, since there's been other ones. I was flipping through the tube, and something caught my eye, WWF. Okay, and right before one of their wrestling events, there was a text warning at the bottom that parental discretion was advised.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, made me curious. I watched it, and it turned out to be this big, goth, white guy versus some Arab guy. They had the Arab music, and they had his manager had the traditional Arab headdress, whatever it's called. And it was hilarious because the Arab gets his butt kicked in 2 seconds. And then as the victor is kind of distracted by the cheering, 4 guys in masks come out and jump on him and beat him down. And then they carry the fallen Arab out, and the announcer is saying, well, the manager had said before the fight that he was a martyr for a greater cause, and it was just so amazing to see that they're, you know, putting this stuff out there for little kids.
Do you know if you watch WWF stuff, you know if you watch it, your brain is going to liquefy and run out your ears when you're sleeping at night?
Oh, no. I feel, you know, but I didn't see that. I just didn't realize how over the top it was until I witnessed that.
I know. Yeah, and that's a big deal. That's such a big deal here in the South, you know? You live in Memphis. I live in Atlanta. I've got friends. Believe it or not, I have otherwise intelligent, rational friends who are fairly progressive. I wouldn't go so far as to call them complete liberals, but they're certainly not Republicans. They're not conservatives. But they watch that garbage. That's a big deal, and that's a big deal in the South, Francis. But stay away from it. I'm telling you, your brain will turn into water.
Oh, don't worry, I do. It's trippy stuff. I just caught it if that was odd. But listen, the real reason I called, if you'll indulge me for a minute, is a buddy of mine wrote a book like 10 years ago, unpublished. He sent it out to some people and never got a good response. But it's a good book, and I swear everything he wrote in this thing has been coming true, right down to that eminent domain decision in the Supreme Court.
Really?
And there's a chapter in the book that kind of breaks away. It's like the Grand Inquisitor chapter in the Brothers Karamazov, and it's just his rampage political chapter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the character runs into somebody who decides he wants to change the country for the better, and the only way he can do it is by going back in time because he wants to insert an amendment in the Constitution that will never get through now. So he's going to travel back in time and be there at the Constitutional Convention and try to, you know, make his argument for this particular amendment. And I'd like to read it.
How long is it?
It is not that long. It is about one page.
Jesus, God! No, Francis, I can't do that.
But
no, can't do it. Can't do it.
We'll call another time.
No, this is talk radio. Nobody reads a page on this program except me.
Okay.
Well, no, if you want
to,
if you,
mail to you in snail mail. Can I mail you snail mail?
Sure. Very quickly. You ready?
Off the air. Yeah, give me the address.
Now, just here. P.O. Box 238.
238.
Decatur, Georgia. 30031.
30031. All right.
There you go. All right, Francis, thanks. I'll look for it. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate it. No, don't. Francis didn't know, but you can't call the program. I don't like it when people read anything. I really don't. I do. I read stuff on the air, but you guys have got to be more spontaneous. You know, I'm too cowardly to come on this program without all sorts of props and things to bolster what I'm talking about. Right? Yeah. Okay. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Taking a call, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome.
A couple things. First, London bombings. I have listened to Air America for a long time and your show as much as I can. I don't know exactly what's been said on the network. Obviously, there's corporate media, and they attribute it almost immediately to Al-Qaeda and Arabs, but alternative media, one or two days later, showed that there was a drill. This is the first bombing, July 7th. There was a drill going on. The government hired a private contractor to conduct a drill at, get this, at the same stations, the same subway stations, at
right.
the same bus stop area as what actually happened.
Right.
As what actually happened. So,
yeah, I read that, yeah.
Okay, so the import of that is the guys that they're blaming it on were merely hired or part of some secret intelligence force. And who knows whether they were killed. I guess they were killed and just, like, cutouts. And so that puts it on the government and not Al-Qaeda. And the reasons being, you know, they have legislation in the British Parliament at the time similar to the Patriot Act over here that was a little slow-moving, and all of a sudden it's moving a lot faster because of that. They can blame this on Arabs, and all of a sudden you whip up...
Isn't it odd? Isn't it massively odd that if this were a legitimate attempt today,
yeah.
that four, count them, four, one, two, three, four explosive devices failed to detonate? Isn't that interesting?
Well, tonight, Mike, and I don't know if you mentioned this earlier. I didn't pick you up till about 10:30 tonight.
Hey, hold on a second. I got a break here, Ira. Just hold on a second and pick it up with tonight. You're going to tell me something. Stay right there. We'll come back to Ira. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Your phone calls all night. Stay with us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Keep listening. While it's still legal.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts plus 20% off your order. Join today.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Barry Lynn is the executive director, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. John Roberts, your first take on it. What do you think?
He's the wrong man for the job. It's much too risky to have John Roberts be elevated to the United States Supreme Court because he has no record at all of a concern for the rights of minorities, the rights of religious minorities, concern for reproductive health decisions of women.
How much bench experience do you think a person needs to qualify for the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, there are days I think you don't need any bench experience. You have to actually have to go out and live with people and actually have human experiences. Maybe that would make you a better judge. He's only been on the federal appeals court that he's sitting on now for about 20 months. He hasn't written too many opinions, but they're just kind of run-of-the-mill, what you'd expect from a conservative jurist.
Now, this is what he wrote in 1991 Supreme Court brief. He co-wrote for the first Bush administration, Bush 43, while he was principal deputy solicitor general. He wrote, "We continue to believe that Roe was wrongly decided and should be overruled." He said in 03 in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, "The statement in the brief was my position as an advocate for a client."
I think that's baloney. This job that he was in is a political job. Basically, you're supposed to be giving advice about the position the United States ought to take in these cases. And, you know, I know that, you know, you have some mixed feelings about the whole issue of reproductive choice, Ed, but what he's saying is the basic understanding, the underlying principle of privacy is what he was attacking in the decision that he put, or the brief that he put his name to, and as far as we know, he recommended. That puts at risk the very idea that people can obtain birth control.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
La, 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 la. New York isn't getting anyone's game. Oh, sorry.
Riley Griffin.
Are they singing the name of the country?
Somebody was getting ready to talk and they started singing instead of
them. Oddly, this is exactly how they're going to announce the Supreme Court justice for the end of the country, you know, in the beginning of the theocracy.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, "Please don't tap the glass." I hear a barker's voice. "Come one, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Oh, not really.
You're on the mic.
My favorite show is Randy Rhoads because I'm a New York Jew at heart.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
All right, we were talking with Ira, I believe, in New Jersey. All right, where were we, Ira? Pick it up right there, okay?
Thanks, Mike. Can I
Committees in both houses of the Congress voted on all provisions of the Patriot Act. Now, you can't tell me what happened today that that's a coincidence and separate from that, because
doesn't it just scramble your brains? Because I was thinking the same thing.
Come on.
You know, I don't trust my government anymore, any more than I trusted the Soviet Union's government.
No.
So when something happens, like what happened in London today, and then immediately on the floor of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, you have these right-wing bastards out there just using it.
Yeah. We're at war. It's like the same hysteria that right after 9/11, which is also an inside job, as I think you know. And tomorrow, Cynthia McKinney is supposed to hold hearings. Of course, there's no corporate media coverage. I think your network mentioned it sometimes. Take issue with the Cain Committee report of about a year ago. I don't know where that'll go. It's debatable. They're not really having some people that should be there really aren't there. Alex Jones, Michael Rupert, Von Kleinst, who you know of, a few other people. And this is another comment. I agree with you about the Roberts nomination, about he's going to try to kill Roe v. Wade, but this guy 2 weeks ago concurred in the opinion that the secret military tribunals down in Guantanamo are legal. I think that was one reason. I mean, he effectively sanctions that and torture. And this guy in the corporate media writes him up like he's a man of respect for the law.
Right. And I think if you read not too deeply between the lines, read between the lines, this son of a bitch is going to be put on the bench. And then when martial law is declared in this country, or when it becomes convenient for Bush to bust American citizens other than Jose Padilla and hold them without any sort of constitutional protections, this Supreme Court judge that they're nominating will tip the balance, along with Scalia and Roberts and the rest, or what's his name, along with the rest of these bastards, that will make it acceptable. That's the reason this guy is being appointed, because in my opinion, my paranoia, martial law, or at least the jerking of American citizens off the street before military tribunals is right around the corner. Ira,
I know. Listen, one more thing, Mike, disturbing, besides what we just talked about. I heard earlier tonight from another source, I don't know if it's true, I can't say it's 100% true, I know you intended to go to D.C. in September. I heard that's being canceled. I don't know what you know or don't know, but I've heard it's being canceled.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, that's disturbing, if it's true.
The website, what's your website, Kathy? United for Justice.
Peace and Justice. I've heard it's being canceled. I don't know if it's true. I haven't checked the web yet. So.
Well, is it the numeral 4, Kathy? Or is it F-O-R? All right, Kathy's going to check. All right, Ira, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thanks for everything, Mike.
All right, you take care. Yeah, we'll check that real quick. There's all sorts of things going on in D.C. this weekend. 22nd and 23rd, Friday and Saturday. The House and Senate Democratic panels are going to hold oversight hearing on national security consequences that come as a result of disclosing the identity of a covert intelligence officer. All right? Now, this will be at the at room 138 in the Dirksen Senate building. Senate building? Yeah, Senate building. Henry Waxman is going to be there, representative. Byron Dorgan, senator. Harry Reid, senator. Rush Holt, representative. Other members of the House and Senate. Witnesses will include former CIA analysts, former CIA case officers. This is at 10 a.m. Friday. The hearing will be co-chaired by Henry Waxman, who's a ranking member of the House Government Reform Committee, and Byron Dorgan, Senate the chairman of the I forget what committee he's the chairman of, but those two are going to co-chair. Now, a couple of you, notably Carol, one of our listeners in New York City, also want me to mention the 9/11 convergence that's going on in D.C. this weekend. Also, the people active in the 9/11 truth movements are coming together for various events in D.C. And there's a website you can go to, truthemergency.us. Okay, truthemergency.us. Write it down. Don't email me, please, because you know I get 80 emails and it's just such a pain in the tuchus. Okay, truthemergency.us. That's where the information is. And there are also Beyond Downing Street events all over the country. So plug into some of this stuff, okay? Even if it's just to plug into it via cyberspace. This is the only way. You just heard me say before the last break, you know, I think we're going to get the country back. The hubris of these bastards, yeah, they have the police, they have the military, they have the airplanes and the bombs, they have the media, but they don't have us! They don't have the truth. They don't have justice. So I believe we can get it back. Carol sent me the release here that says an historic convergence of truth groups, whistleblowers, indie media, foreign press to expose and counter the government's most lethal lies and mainstream media complicity. Cynthia McKinney's informal congressional briefing titled The 9/11 Commission Report 1 Year Later, A Citizen's Response, Did They Get It Right? July 23rd, that Saturday, is the third anniversary of the Downing Street memo. Events will include National Press Club presentations, a Lafayette Park 9/11 war deceit rally, and there'll be some fun stuff, okay? Even in the midst of this madness, there'll be a dance, there'll be a concert, but there'll also be some very serious stuff from veterans and victim family groups and indie media activists and international journalists. So if you're in the D.C. area this weekend, if Friday and Saturday, and probably some of it will hold over to Sunday, check it out. But go to these websites, truthemergency.us, and the other release is from the House of Representatives official website about the Democratic panels that will hold the hearings on national security consequences when you have thugs, traitors, treasonous dogs like Louis Libby and Karl Rove revealing names of secret agents. Or maybe it was Colin Powell. Maybe it was George Bush or Dick Cheney. Frankly, I don't give a damn. The whole nest of rats has got to be driven out of town. So go check it out. Truthemergency.us. And then, of course, and Cynthia McKinney's involvement in that. Henry Waxman. Byron Dorgan. All sorts of stuff in D.C. This weekend. So nobody, not you, not me, has any excuse for being ignorant of what's going on this weekend. Is CNN going to cover it? Hell no! Is NBC? Of course not. But you know how to get the information. You know what to do. So plug into it. You want to get your country back? Plug into it. Plug into this stuff. You don't have to go out in the streets and get tear gas. Not yet. You may have to. But you got to support this stuff. All right? Now, as far as the end of the war in Iraq, massive mobilization in D.C., United for Peace and Justice, IRA, it's still on. They're not going to cancel something like that. If you go to their website, unitedforpeace.org, No, it's still there. It's still there. Wherever you heard that IRA, it's somebody trying to sow confusion, in my opinion. So, no, it's still on. We're going to be in New York that week, right, Kathy? And we're trying to work out a schedule so we can get down for that. We're going to try our damnedest. We're going to be traveling once again with a year-old kid. Some son of a bitch tear gases my daughter. But I can't carry any of my guns on an airplane, can I? Not if I want to, no. Okay.
You're lucky if they even let you pass security.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I can't wait.
Armed with a toothpick.
I can't wait till you and I show up on some no-fly list. All right. Jacob is calling from New Hampshire. Jacob, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Boy, things are getting weird, huh?
Oh, yeah. But you know what Hunter Thompson said? When things get weird, what did he say? The weird turned pro.
Was that before he killed himself?
It was before he killed himself, yeah.
do you remember shortly after the first London bombing a couple weeks ago, there were reports that there was like a few minutes warning with from Scotland Yard to
Netanyahu,
Giuliani and Netanyahu. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just seems to have disappeared, and it seems really like that would be an important focal point, you know, for people to focus on.
Well, the problem is you don't know if it's true, and I wish there was some further information. Hold on a second while we take a break, Jacob. We'll come back to you. Yeah, I remember that story. It was out there. It was denied eventually by the government of Israel. I think it was denied by Giuliani. It was denied by everybody. Deny. And it just disappeared off mainstream media's radar screen. And why shouldn't it, huh? Huh? Why shouldn't it?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Listen live at themike921.com and get there faster with Charter's high-speed internet. This is the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Karl Rove's role in the Valerie Plame affair has sent the right-wing BS machine into overdrive. First, Annie Get Your Gun Coulter went on right-wing radio to say that outing a CIA operative was no big deal, because everybody knew Plame worked for the CIA. Then, the chair of the Republican National Committee said Rove hadn't done anything wrong because he didn't actually give reporters Valerie Plame's name. Yeah, right. Rove just said Joe Wilson's wife was CIA and let reporters Google her name. Now there's a rock-solid defense. Bottom line, the White House targeted Joe Wilson for retribution and has been lying for 2 years to cover it up. Meanwhile, Robert Novak, the journalist who first outed Plame, is untouched. And Judith Miller, who never even wrote a story about any of this, is in jail. The White House thinks they can get away with this. Will you let them? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and left
on the Mike 92.1.
I'd like to give you some good news. The good news is that there's no support for President Bush left in this country. I mean, the poll numbers are so freaking low that you're seeing articles that say conservative, liberals, libertarians, and moderates urge exit strategy. And they're talking about Iraq and the White House. Bye-bye.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1. And themike921.com.
I'm going to start charging.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine? imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again, kind of get the message, and just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Owls. If you missed Al or Randy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malloy on the mic, 92.1.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Yeah, you sure will.
All right, back to Jacob. Pick it up where you left it off, Jacob.
Well, I was mentioning those conflicting reports.
Right,
and
right.
I also, you know, I'm starting to feel kind of conflicted myself in that, when I kind of get excited when I hear, news like, the Roe thing's getting out, or that Bush is, there's talk of impeachment if he lied about the war. But then I start thinking, oh boy, in the back of my head it says, oh boy, he's going to have to do something to get the focus off him.
You get worried because you're thinking, okay, what are they going to bomb next?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a weird feeling. I mean, I never had that feeling about my government. And finally, I was just wondering what happened to this reform of the voting, so there'd be a paper trail. It seems like the Democrats have totally dropped that. I remember when Barbara Boxer brought it up.
All right, now hold on a second. Cynthia McKinney has not dropped it at all. As a matter of fact, this is one of the focuses of her meeting or her hearings or whatever it is that she's having this weekend in D.C. Cynthia McKinney has not given it up, and one of the places she's focused on is here in Georgia. Because, remember, Georgia was the first state in the Union, I think in the 2002 election, wasn't it, Kathy, that every single voting precinct in the state had a Diebold voting machine. So we were the laboratory rats to see if these bastards could really, really steal an election away from the governor, away from our junior senator, and they succeeded. So no, the issue's not dead yet. It's just that so-called mainstream Democrats are terrified to touch it because they are pink tutu Democrats. They are cowards, and they should be run out of the party. But there are still people within the Democratic Party who are fighting.
Right. I didn't mean that everyone was, but it seemed like there was a real movement. If you remember during the confirmation or so-called confirmation of the, the Ohio results, where they had,
right.
When Barbara Boxer actually had the courage to sign up this time, with the Congress
right.
people, and it seemed like there was everyone was saying, well, this isn't the mainstream, and I agree that there are exceptions, but the mainstream Democrats were saying, yeah, this is a real issue, but we need to, handle it in a different forum. But it seems like, a different time, but it seems like that time isn't really going to come. That's my fear, because it seems like if they get another five, in the next election, if they get another
yeah.
five people in the Senate, the Republicans,
then they're like, right. Then they're filibuster proof, and yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. I can't answer, Jacob, whether or not leading Democrats in the House and the Senate are going to pick up on on this discussion, are going to pick up on this fraudulent voting. I agree with you. It seems like that has been blown off the front pages. But when you're dealing with treason and traitors in the highest levels of the U.S. government, when you're dealing with people who have taken us to war, it is difficult to focus on
on the mechanisms that put them there, and that is fraudulent voting. I hope to hell that the Democrats do pick up on it. Jacob, I got to move on. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for letting me vent. I felt good.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call, Jacob. Thank you for checking in. Connie is calling from Milwaukee. Connie, thanks for holding on. Welcome
to
the program.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, you're going to have about a minute to talk, and I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, that's great. Hey, listen, I agree with the caller before. I think that we have to stop talking about Republicans and Democrats, and let's label them corrupt or not corrupt.
Amen.
Period, the end. It's time.
I hear you.
There are many Republicans that are my great friends that I love. And they are disgusted with this.
Well, you don't live in the South. I have yet to meet a Republican in the South now that I can say they are disgusted with this. I love them. They're my great friends. I've lost friends over this. I guess it's different in Milwaukee, but here in the South, you know, this is a weird part of the country anyway. It always has been. It always will be. But I don't have any Republican friends left. Not one.
I have lost some friends. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But most of my Republican friends are wealthy, and they're fiscally Republican and socially...
more liberal?
More liberal.
Yeah.
And so I understand, of course, that they want to hang on to more of their money. And I mostly their wives are my friends, you know, so yeah, they come with the package.
I got you. I understand.
You got me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but I really do think that we have to start labeling them corrupt and not corrupt on both sides of the fence, because we cannot keep attacking the Republicans. Our Democratic politicians are right in there on the take with them. You know?
Well, I don't completely disagree with that at all. I understand that both parties, the leadership, not totally the leadership of the Democratic Party, but you're absolutely right. Democrats have been enablers. Democrats have voted along with this USA Patriot crap. Democrats have voted for these war resolutions. You're absolutely right. I like your idea, corrupt and not corrupt. It's just that I don't know any Republicans who don't fit on the side of being corrupt. I know a lot of Democrats fit on that side, but there are Democrats who don't, and I can't think of... Do you have more to say?
Yes, I have a couple
more things. Okay, let me put you on hold because we got a break here. We'll come back right after the break. All right? Phone calls continue. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps to tackle obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Why isn't OPEC producing more? This is about owning us. And so what can we do as consumers? There are alternative energy opportunities out there that we're simply not going after as a consumer. it's going to start with the American people. It's not going to start with an elected official that gets campaign donations from oil companies. It's not going to happen that
way. Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I'm Lori Wisnicki, live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. The U.S. House has renewed the USA Patriot Act, which was about to expire. It's a collection of anti-terrorism measures that were passed after the 9/11 attacks. Representative Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, says she and others she represents are pleased that bill has passed.
We have addressed our nation's homeland security with reauthorization of the Patriot Act, putting the focus where it should be, keeping this nation safe.
Senator Charles Schumer, a Democrat from New York, is disappointed that the Homeland Security bill passed last week barely increased the amount of funding for protecting the mass transit systems in the U.S. A House committee says better coordination is needed to respond to intrusions into restricted airspace in the U.S. There have been more than 3,000 such intrusions in no-fly zones since 9/11. A string of attempted bombings on three trains and a bus failed in London Thursday. The bombs failed to detonate, but the detonators did go off. One person was injured. The windows were blown out of the top deck of a bus. CNN Radio's Nick Robertson reports that by nightfall, London looked normal again.
On the streets of London this evening, people were very relaxed. People were enjoying drinks in the warm weather outside of pubs here. You didn't really get a sense that people in a state of panic.
Peter Bergen, CNN Radio terrorism analyst, expects sleeper cells to keep attacking in Europe.
There is a rather large pool of disaffected young Muslim men who get radicalized, I think, by a certain rather small number of radical clerics who are giving them this message of hatred and saying it's okay to go and conduct acts of terrorism against innocent civilians.
Security has been increased at the Pentagon. We now have Tropical Storm Franklin, the sixth named storm, which has never happened before August 1st in history. It is east of the northwestern Bahamas in the Atlantic. This is CNN Radio News.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Pakistan's president says his country does not serve as an incubator for terrorism. Syed Munawar Hassan, Secretary General of Jamaat-e-Islami, says President Pervez Musharraf doesn't have to look far to find extremism.
President Musharraf is the most extremist person in the society because he does not abide by the constitution. He does not regard rule of law as it should be. So the person who does not observe the rules of the game, he himself is extremist.
At least three of the 4th of July 7th bombers were linked to Pakistan. Democrats have raised more than $86 million in the first 6 months of this year. That beats last year's fundraising by 50% at this time. The Republican Party still way out in front, having raised more than $142 million in the first half of this year. That's only 2% higher for the GOP than at the same time last year. This news from CNN Radio. President Bush heads to Atlanta Friday to talk to seniors about Medicare and Social Security. Sean Hall has the story.
The last time the president spoke in Atlanta was 2 years ago. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price expects the president will get a warm welcome.
I'm pleased that we've got a leader who recognizes that that big changes are necessary and big improvements are necessary in these kinds of programs.
Not everyone's expected to be so kind. The president's plan to privatize Social Security isn't going over well with several local groups. Protests are expected. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
Well, it looks like the upcoming hockey season will be played after all. National Hockey League players have approved a collective bargaining agreement. Team owners must now ratify it, but that is just a formality. After the 18th stage of the Tour de France, American Lance Armstrong is 2 minutes and 46 seconds in the lead. The event ends Sunday. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and left,
on the Mic 92.1.
The only way to polish our image abroad, because we keep on killing the people to whom we'd like to be appealing, that we have a shiny American pro-democracy, pro-facts, pro-truth, pro-checks and balances kind of an image, and you haven't really modeled it very well.
Convince the rest of the world that we're really Canada.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mic 92.1. And themike921.com.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Now with Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
My name is Mike Malloy. Let me share with you... No, wait, I've got somebody on hold. Let's go back. I'm sorry. Connie in Milwaukee. All right, thanks for holding on, Connie. Where were we?
Okay, Mike, just one more thing. I think that we the people should have our own independent, deep background investigations of all our senators and their spouses and congresspeople and their spouses and find out who they are all connected to and where the money trail leads. I think one of your brainy or several of your brainy listeners should set up a website, and we should all contribute, and we should have this information so we know exactly what the heck is going on.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Thanks, Connie.
All righty.
You have a nice evening. It's not a bad idea when you stop and think that the new Supreme Court judge, because he will be confirmed, because Democrats in the Senate do not have the spine to stop this this bastard. This is, he's one of the Republican brown shirts that helped Bush steal the election in 2000, and the Democrats in the Senate are going to confirm him. Oh Jesus, don't you hate him? Don't you just hate him? But isn't that typical? But it turns out that John Roberts' wife, as we talked about last night, works for a law firm that represents people investing in Iraq. Huh? Making money on blood and gore and blown up babies and death and destruction. That's what the woman does. She is a trial lawyer, I guess, or a corporate lawyer, or since she's one of the partners in the law firm. So it's payback. It's a double bonus. It's a not a trifecta, but it's a quinella. Is that right? A quinella for Bush. This time, he gets to appoint a Supreme Court judge to help him steal the election, whose wife makes money off blood and guts and dead children. Now, I watched during Bush's announcement, and I watched this woman off camera with her two children, and I wonder how she would feel if somebody presented her with photographic evidence of the children in Iraq that are being blown to pieces. I wonder how she would feel then. Would she be advising her clients to invest in Iraq because there's lots of money to be made there now? Ah, you filthy people. You filthy, filthy people. How can a mother do that? How can anybody do that? But how can a mother of two little kids, and they're cute kids, aren't all kids cute? Aren't Iraqi children cute? And we're blowing them up. We're butchering them. Do you realize that? We're butchering children. Jesus Christ, we're butchering children. Yeah, we are. You are and I am. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we are. Because we have not removed George W. Bush from office. But there's soon to be Mrs. Justice Roberts, or whatever the official title is for the wife of the Supreme Court Justice, with her two cute little children. And then it turns out that she deals in blood and gore and death and destruction and dead children in Iraq. Shame on you. Shame on you, Mrs. Roberts. Shame on you. Got an email here from Mike. A message from the UK is how it's titled. He says, Dear Mike, he has some information why the four bombs in London might not have gone off. I had said earlier tonight, isn't it odd? The July 7th London bombing, the one 2 weeks ago, regarding that one, Mike writes, it's been stated by the London Metro Police that the explosive used in the four separate bombings was not commercial plastic type, but rather was made from ingredients that could have been bought from the local pharmacy and put together on the kitchen table. The resulting mix would be very unstable, tricky, if you did not know what you were doing, so said the police. That's why they are talking to an Egyptian chemist who they think may have provided expert help in making the bombs. And then number two, BBC Newsnight program at 10:30 p.m. tonight reported that they have learned from police sources that the four bombs in the attack of today that failed to go off, in each case, it was just the detonators that exploded. But those four bombs that failed to go off were made from the same materials as the July 7th bombs. The most likely explanation, then, for this failure to explode is that the bomb materials, unstable at the best of times, had degraded sufficiently as to become useless. Mike writes, just thought you might find this interesting. Certainly sounds logical to me. Yeah, I would much rather have. Wouldn't you have a variation of Occam's razor, but the variation would be the most logical explanation is the one that is really true. I don't want to think. I don't want to think that my government, or as sick and corrupt as it is, or the Blair government, as sick and corrupt as it is, would be behind something like the event that occurred in London today. Thanks, Mike, for sending the information. I hope that was the case. Back to the phones. Art is calling from Virginia. Art, welcome to the program.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
You remember we talked about the underground cities?
Yeah, and I found out you're right. They do exist all over the place.
Well, we hit a real soft spot. I've got a few call guys from out of the know said, Art, you really said that over the phone or over the radio? They couldn't believe it.
Oh yeah.
We had it, and I have a suggestion. I've got a couple things to tell you. I think instead of having all these demonstrations at Washington, we ought to have some people motorcade down to 601 and highlight this stuff. This thing was declassified by the first George Bush in I think it was 91 or 92, after the end of the Cold War was starting. And in fact, Leo Barusa, Colonel Leo Barusa, his son-in-law and I went to school together. He's passed away now. He was the commandant there for like 40 years.
Yeah.
He was on Larry King's show.
And yeah.
I was sitting with his daughter and son-in-law watching that when he was on Larry King's show, and he's also in Time Magazine. So these things were supposed to have stopped. I mean, you know, it wasn't going to be a lot of building of these. This Bush and his neocons, please don't call them Republicans because I'm a Republican. They're neocons. They're neo-Nazis conning the Republicans.
Yeah.
they started this thing back up. And their eventual plans is to move the federal government out of Washington piece by piece. Each kind of agency will have a different location.
All right, now wait a second. I have to ask you before my producer slaps me down. Your point here is what, Art?
Well, if they don't like the public to know about this thing.
Right.
And if the public knows, because if you start sending some people from a demonstration in Washington, just motorcade them up to Route 601, that's going to get the press coverage that nothing else will do.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Vince is calling from Georgia. Vince, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Thanks, Mike. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Just wanted to make a couple of points. I've been trying to get a hold of you for about the past 3 days, and you're just so darn popular that
I know.
I really wish you could get some stations down here. I live in the southern tip of Georgia, just north of Florida, so you can count another Georgian Southern Progressive down here.
Well, that's five of us now. you've called before, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I've tried to get on, but I've never actually got onto the show before. I've called.
Oh, you're not the musician who lives in South Florida or
not
South Georgia?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, okay. Hey, hold on a second. We got to take a break. I'll come right back to you, Vince. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
To the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Common sense from the left side of the dial. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
They swore up and down he's not involved, but now it turns out he was. He told Matt Cooper.
There's a report that no one's talked to Rove. They think it's not appropriate.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
It sounds like a dysfunctional family.
They're all on edge health around Carl. Carl's the alcoholic, and we're just not going to talk to him.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude,
I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everybody grabs onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? You know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Did you hear something that struck a nerve? Tell us about it. On Madison's Progressive Voicemail, call 663-7291. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Back to Vince, who's called in from the other Georgia.
Not much of the other Georgia, but anyway, just a couple of points I wanted to make. The other night you challenged, I think it was Tuesday night, you challenged anybody to call in and state where Scott McClellan or President Bush had stated a truthful statement.
Right.
And I actually had one for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Scott McClellan has repeatedly said, especially in the middle of his no comments, no comments routine, that no one wants to get down to the bottom of this more than the president. And he's absolutely right. Because, of course, the president doesn't want to get down.
Right. No one does. Right. I understand.
I thought that was interesting. You also stated, I think it was the day after, that most Catholics were too far gone. I used to be a really hardcore Catholic, and then one day I was in church, and the guy asked for $10,000 in the name of God for a crystal chandelier, and that's when I kind of developed my knack for thinking for myself.
Well, good for you. It's amazing what can cause folks to... no offense here, tip out of the religious mythologies. Now, I understand that some people still, although they're not members any longer of specific denominations, they still believe in the general ideas put out there by all religions. You know, omniscient beings being, singular or plural, who live and cavort around in the heavens and either do or don't manipulate how we react, either do or don't hand out rewards and punishments. And all these religions, not all, a goodly percentage of them, then also tell you that if you live a certain way, then you'll have this wonderful afterlife. Now, to me, this is no different from what the ancient Egyptians talked about, what the Greeks talked about. It's wonderful mythology. Would that it were true, but as far as I'm concerned, just totally, absolutely no equivocation. It is fantasy, mythology, and fairy stories. Now they may be very good. There are morals to be learned from fairy stories. There are, I think religions have certain things, certain aspects, certain elements in their books, in their printed word, that are worth something. By the same token, I don't think a person has to get or can only get moral or ethical guidance from religion. A humanistic approach to life, or a humanist approach to life, an atheistic approach to life, can also offer just a tremendous amount of moral or ethical guidance. But of course, that wasn't your point.
No, not really. I do have to disagree with you. I don't consider myself a religious person, because when people start talking about religion, especially organized religion, it's just more often than not an unmitigated disaster. How many wars have been fought in the name of somebody's God?
I know, exactly, exactly.
I think it's retarded, I think it's pointless, and I think it's just people trying to find some justification.
Now, I've taken you way off track, Vince.
You're probably right.
Where were we?
The other thing I wanted to point out is, I have to say, I heard something on CNN the other night that actually made me think that maybe the mass media might start to be waking up. I don't know if you caught it or not. Lou Dobbs reports, they were talking about the Karl Rove thing, and it was right back when they first broke the story that Karl Rove learned of the identity from Robert Novak and not the other way around.
You're right.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Is you could hear in the space between when Lou Dobbs was going from the live broadcast to the pre-recorded videotape, you know, so-and-so reports in from yada yada, right in that little space you could hear, I can't say it on air, of course.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Somebody sent me that audio tape of the woman producer in the background.
Just going, that's...
Say it again?
That's BS.
Yeah, who said, only she didn't say BS.
Well, no, she didn't say BS, but I can't say the whole thing.
Right, thank you for not doing that. She said the barnyard term, and you can hear it clearly in the precise moment that you're talking about. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Actually, I don't mean to ping a blog or anything, but if any of your listeners, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. Hell
if
yes.
If you go to a blog, it's called Crooks and Liars. You can probably get it on Google.
Oh, yeah. It's one of our favorites.
You might have to scroll through, because it's, you know, back on the 15th, I think, is around when it happened. But they've got an audio clip or a video clip up there. It's a Windows Media file that you can download.
I think that's where I went to hear it. Somebody sent me a link to Crooks and Liars, and it was there. So, yeah, that was an exquisite little piece of audio.
And it's just quite funny. I'm only 22 years old, and you and my dad share very similar views about the state of this country and what's going to have to happen before things turn around. And as much as I have to admit that you guys are probably right, being only 22 years old, I have to hope that we can step back before we fall over.
Oh, I hope that too, and I think maybe deep down inside your father does too. He doesn't want to see armed revolt in this country any more than I do. He doesn't, I don't think.
He basically feels the whole thing's got to come and collapse before it'll get any better. But hey, I don't want to.
I disagree with that. But maybe your father does too. Hey, listen, I got to go. Thanks for checking
Not
in,
a problem.
Vince.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Hope you call again.
And they battled full of pride, and they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies, and we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Radio for the disillusioned and disenfranchised.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Karl Rove's role in the Valerie Plame affair has sent the right-wing BS machine into overdrive. First, Annie Get Your Gun Coulter went on right-wing radio to say that outing a CIA operative was no big deal, because everybody knew Plame worked for the CIA. Then, the chair of the Republican National Committee said Rove hadn't done anything wrong because he didn't actually give reporters Valerie Plame's name. Yeah, right. Rove just said Joe Wilson's wife was CIA and let reporters Google her name. Now there's a rock-solid defense. Bottom line, the White House targeted Joe Wilson for retribution and has been lying for 2 years to cover it up. Meanwhile, Robert Novak, the journalist who first outed Plame, is untouched. And Judith Miller, who never even wrote a story about any of this, is in jail. The White House thinks they can get away with this. Will you let them? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
It's not that I'm a film snob. It's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, Film Movement. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or FilmMovement.com and receive 20% off your order plus a free Film Movement compilation of award winning shorts. They're like dessert.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
You're listening to Al Franken, and it's time for the Oy 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 Show. You ready, Al?
Yes, and I'm glad to be out of the house.
Don't you have air conditioning?
No, it's Miriam. She's on the warpath.
What about this time?
The whole Valerie Wilson mess.
Oh, you mean the Valerie Plame controversy, I mean, with Karl Rove.
No. It's a Valerie Wilson controversy. See, that's what Miriam's upset about. She took the name Wilson when she got married.
I don't get it. Miriam is such a feminist.
Miriam says that feminists make a choice when they get married, and that Valerie Plame decided to become Valerie Wilson, just like Miriam made the choice when we were married 57 years ago to be called Miriam Franken.
What was Miriam's maiden name?
Frankman. So what do you got?
A classified State Department memo. Central to the investigation over who leaked the status and name of Valerie Plame.
Wilson.
Had a paragraph on Valerie Wilson and her husband that any Bush administration member should have known had to be kept confidential.
And why is that?
Because it was marked with an S for secret.
S, I guess that must have been some kind of code.
Yes, sources told the Washington Post that the S meant that the classified...
I guess that they probably hired the Navajo.
Excuse me?
The Washington Post probably hired the Navajo. You know, the code breakers, the Navajo.
Al.
They can crack the toughest encryption, these Indians.
Al, first of all, I don't think the Navajo actually broke the code. I think the code talkers spoke in Navajo.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a joke. It was a joke. Sheesh.
Well, you should have marked it F for funny.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I would imagine Scott McClellan right about now doesn't want to have Karl Rove over for dinner because he's ending up being on the grill over this guy, and all he can say is the same stonewalling foolishness, and he knows each and every time he goes before the White House press corps, he's going to get the same questions over and over and over again. Thanks, Karl.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something.
Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by switchboat veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's...
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, yeah. From those nads in Tiananmen Square.
C-SPAN 3 tomorrow. JG sent this to me. He writes, I don't know if it was our doing, but C-SPAN 3 will indeed be carrying tomorrow's Democratic hearing on the public disclosure of covert intelligence agents. So check it out. I don't have a time here, but you can check your local listings, as they say. Hey, I finally got to say that. Check your local listings. Damn. We finally made it to the top, eh, Kathy? Check your local listings tomorrow. And from Judy in Colorado, this. Hi, Mike. Mrs. Roberts, referring to the next Supreme Court justice's wife. Mrs. Roberts is also on the board of Feminists for Life. She's a devout Roman Catholic and extremely anti-choice. But there's money to be made in Iraq, so what? If all those little fetuses and babies are being murdered each and every day all over that godforsaken country. When there's money to be made, people's principles fly right out the window. As far as those American women wanting control over their own bodies, well, too bad. I wonder if she'd change her tune if she could make money on them. Yeah, I hear you, Judy. I hate that sort of... murderous hypocrisy. A good Catholic woman who believes in the sanctity of fetuses and babies and yet works for a law firm that supports the continuing exploitation and therefore the continuing assault on Iraqi fetuses and babies and mothers and grandmas and dads, and brothers, and cousins, and grandfathers. And I don't give a tinker's damn if they're Shia, or Sunni, or Islamic extremists, as long as they keep that garbage in their own country, you understand? Along with their oil. Right? Because, again, to me, all fundamentalism, whether it's political or religious, is garbage. It's destructive, it's murderous, it's full of hate, it's full of destruction. And I, as I've always said, I mean, on the radio, I offer up the challenge. If anyone can show me and this audience where fundamentalist anything has ever gotten the human species further along the road of progress, bring it on. I'd like to know what the hell it is. I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, religious fundamentalism or political fundamentalism. It's all sick. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. And thanks for holding on.
Before I forget anything, I tried to get in the last couple of days when you were talking about the environment.
Uh-huh.
And I had emailed you some time ago, and the site is, some links not working quite right, so in progress. Its main focus is on hydrogen. You can go to cleanpeace.org, clean as in, you know, cleaning your stove and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And
well, what's
it? We'll give you a back.
You say it's clean peace?
Yes.
How are you spelling the peace?
P-E-A-C-E.
Okay, cleanpeace.org. All right, yes. Thank you.
And unto other things, you know, you... As to religion, it seems that the conservatives' version of religion, their God apparently made the universe the size that it was because he ran out of money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because
now, you're talking about so-called Christian conservatives.
Yeah.
In America.
Though, I'll say the other group, too. I was never bar mitzvahed. One of the reasons why I wasn't is at the time we were living in Rhode Island, and we were a member of the temple.
Yeah.
But my mother decided, you know, he should start learning Hebrew. So the temple said, well, okay, let us come over to your house, and we'll see how you live, and then we'll decide how much money your due should be.
Yikes.
So I wound up with a private tutor, but wound up moving to California. And all this, when we're talking about little boy Roberts.
Yes.
It's like looking at a picture of the scans of a baby still in utero and said, wow, he looks like he's going to have some really strong arms someday.
Right.
Let's make him baseball commissioner now. I mean, being on the Supreme Court is supposed to be the cap
of a long and honorable judicial career.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Let him have one first. I mean, Mr. Rabbi Lieberman thinks that he's absolutely wonderful. I would suggest to Mr. Lieberman that maybe we misunderstood you. Perhaps you should take the ham sandwich out of your mouth.
Boy, you're brutal tonight, Charles.
In comparison to me, Mike, you like these people.
Oh, okay, well, I get your drift.
Because everything keeps on leaning back to Carl. What I would love to see in that protest that in September, because I think it's the kind of thing that would actually get the media commode's attention. People should dress up in blue dresses with stains on them and say, George did this to me.
Right. Okay, that's... Then they'll impeach him.
Well, that's the only thing, apparently.
Right, I know. Murder, mayhem, genocide, butchering children, nah.
I mean, supposedly we're not supposed to like the queers, but it seems that this group of neocons, one after another, it turns out, are self-loathing homosexuals.
I know. Isn't that awful?
It's odd. You said, you know, beat me, beat me, beat me.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, right. Make me feel good by making me feel bad. I know. It's awful. I don't understand how a person who happens to be gay can be in the same county with these right-wing bastards. When you take a look at this guy who works for Rick Santorum, I guess he's his chief of staff, Rick Santorum, who never met a dead fetus he didn't want to take home and share with his children, and who will do anything in his power to destroy the lives, the foundation of the lives of gay folk, and then it turns out that his chief of staff is gay. And I think to myself, what is Santorum paying this man? $1 trillion a month? I mean, what is the price to give up not just your humanity and your dignity and your honor, but to also your sexual orientation? I mean, I don't, you know, how much does that cost? How much is Santorum paying this guy?
Well, it's just like I gave it to you in an email. I wrote the time for a sing-along because there was one line in there that I absolutely loved. And apologies to Groucho. You can say it about Roberts. You can say it about Rove. If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it. I hate a dirty joke, I do, unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
Right, exactly. All right, listen, Charles, good to hear from you. Thanks, exactly. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. I hope you call again. Lieberman would get the ham sandwich out of his mouth. Woo! Well, Lieberman is not really a Democrat. We know that. You know, Lieberman is like Zell Miller. But Lieberman can speak well. He's an educated man. Zell Miller is just a redneck coonskin hat wearing mountain man who'd like to take a single shot rifle and drill somebody. You know, but Lieberman and Zell Miller are pretty much the same. It's just that Lieberman is slick and cool and keeps the cash flowing in. Whereas L. Miller just goes around stealing money out of the governor's mansion here in Georgia. It's certainly a contrast, these two. Chris is calling from Lewisville, Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Kind of got the ringing going on in the ears from the English people across the ocean there, probably toasting us at this very moment in a pub.
Yeah?
Probably saying, damn Yanks,
mm-hmm.
making us the number one terrorist target.
Well, I don't think the Bush crime family did that. You know, Tony Blair, like most of us, had a choice. Tony Blair could have said yes or no. He said yes. So,
That's Tony Blair, not the average English guy in a pub right now. Just, you know,
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying that whoever brought the hell to London, I don't think was an American. I think it was a Brit. I think it was Tony Blair. Tony Blair could have said, no, we're not going to do this.
Well, you're exactly right on that. And, if you're if you are a quote unquote terrorist, whatever that means, what are you going to target? You're going to hit America where we're well armed, or are you going to go to some place where the only thing they can do is kick a soccer ball at you or hit you with a cricket bat?
Well, I think the Brits can do more than that. I really do. Chris, got to go. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. No, I think the Brits can. The Brits kind of wrote the book. For the West, anyway, on warfare. Don't sell them short.
My cousin Bob, they even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your prime. Brainwashed by the military, brainwashed under duress. Brainwashed by the media, you're brainwashed by the press.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Progressive Talk for a progressive town.
Every day it's a battle between you and your feet. And now they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
The Alfred.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The president's spokesperson, Puffy McMoonface, says over and over that I wasn't going to comment on an ongoing investigation. And here in 2003, he said, I've made it very clear it was a ridiculous suggestion in the first place that Karl Rove was involved. I've said that it's not true, and I've spoken with Karl Rove. That's weird.
Stephanie Miller.
That would seem like he would be not just commenting, but clearing someone.
Yeah. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Progressive alerts. Join the open mic at themike921.com. Now, more progressive talk on the mic.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, just about this time last night, we lost our signal. Thanks to the crew in New York who put the show together tonight. The program was engineered in New York City by Justin Nguyen and Jason Isaac. Our associate producer in New York, David Fizikas. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives this and many other programs. Check it out. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. His website is MaximumInteractive.com. And our famous music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. Kathleen is calling from Atlanta. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Howdy, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sitting here looking at the moon, sitting by the tiki torch, and trying to shoot some rats.
Sounds like a typical Southern evening.
No kidding. Yeah, I wanted to get you to emphasize on your pro-Second Amendment stance as far as the Democrats go, because there's a lot of us out here who believe, hey, we have a basic right, human right for self-defense. And if that includes tanks and 50 cals and whatever, you know, you need to emphasize that stuff. That's good stuff that you do. I hear that Kathy shoots, you know, and she needs to come.
Well, but we do. I have to tell you, I'm not looking for a fight, Kathleen, but we do draw the line. I mean,
yeah, I understand that. I understand. And I'm for that, too. I think the 50 right. cal thing, I saw a PBS show the other night. Actually, I think it was last night on how Albanians come over here and they legally buy 50 calibers and they ship them over there to Kosovo.
And it's not just there. Our so-called enemies right now, these...
They can get their hands on one easy.
This is where you come. This is the open-air bazaar for all sorts of weaponry.
Oh, well, you know that most of the people at gun shows are a bunch of freaks.
In spades, and those are the ones who are not hopped up on methamphetamine.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we have regulations in place, but we don't have enough officers down there to keep track of that stuff.
No, I see. To me, the Second Amendment can be interpreted a couple of ways, and that business about a well-regulated militia and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But aside from the Second Amendment,
that was for the time of the day.
Well, that's true. But I do not see anything inherently wrong, given the kind of society I live in, in my or anyone else owning guns, again, to a point. Now,
yeah,
I wish.
What do you need, exactly?
Right.
What is actually necessary to get the task done, and then beyond you're talking about warfare.
There you go.
You know, I'm totally up with that, but, you know, I hate to admit it, I'm an endowment member of the NRA, and I'm beginning to back off from them because I do believe that they're not only pushing for our Second Amendment rights, which is what I thought I joined the association for, but I thought that it was, you know, that's what it was about, and now I find out what? They're also pushing all this other crap?
Well, I used to be a member of the NRA. I got out a long time ago because I realized that there never has been and never probably will be, unless it comes from right-wing Republicans, an effort an effort to gut the Second Amendment has never been under assault like the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment,
right.
The Eighth Amendment,
yes.
The Fourteenth Amendment.
It's
never been under assault.
So
Wayne LaPierre and the rest of these people drag a red herring across everything with their constant paranoia.
Yeah.
I remember back during the last the election in 2000, the lies that were told to the voters in Tennessee and West Virginia that if Al Gore were elected president, he was going to come and get the guns.
Yeah.
See, I don't like dishonesty. I hate it, as a matter of fact. And to me, that's what the leadership of the NRA has gotten themselves involved in. So
it's totally they're misrepresenting what the cause is about. The cause is about an individual's right to protect themselves and their property. You know,
I don't have a problem with that. And it sounds like I'm a member of a militia, which I'm not, when I extend a little bit further and say it's also my right to defend myself against this corrupt government.
Absolutely.
That now occupies D.C. Now, that sounds like it's right out of the...
I hate to throw a Bortzer at you, okay, but I am. And the whole reason he says he supports any Second Amendment movements is that the reason he owns guns is to defend himself against the government.
Well, I understand, but as far as I'm concerned, and again, no offense intent here, Kathleen, but I think Bortz is,
he's whacked.
He's a wacko. He's absolutely whacko. Hey, listen,
still fun to listen to every once in a while, you know? I mean, come on.
All right.
Get together. Listen, I love to hear your voice on the radio.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. We got a boogie. We're almost out of time.
Hey, just remember, Thursday's free at AMC on PI at Medlock.
No, wait a minute. Say it again.
Thursdays are free for ladies.
At?
AMC.
Oh, the gun club?
Yeah. It's not a club. It's just a...
Shooting range.
Yeah. Thursdays are free for ladies.
Okay, well,
I tried to send you an email so Kathy would know.
I'll pass it on to her, Kathleen. Thanks for checking in. How did you get the reputation of being a gun-crazed a woman with a big iron on your hip?
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was cleaning my Glock.
Thanks for participating tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
1,759 members of the United States military have died since the Iraq War started. And when you look at the numbers, the National Guard continues to miss on its recruiting goals. I know you're a left-wing commie if you bring that story up, but it's out there. Do we have enough troops? Period. I mean, just overall, whether you're going to send them to Iraq or not.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
This is Alfonso Cepeda Capistran, President of Latinos United for Change and Advancement, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sunday.